Yeah, it's insane. Kali Yuga is really, really insane. Such a thing, cockroachment. So, who in their right mind would even think of such a thing? To speak of paying someone, someone's doing research, so-called scientist, crazy scientist. And it's going on. It's Kali Yuga. That's what Kali Yuga means. The influence just cannot be underestimated. And how will we actually get protection? Because we overlook a lot of other things. We overlook a lot of other things, all in the name of who knows what. But actually we become influenced, contaminated, party to all kinds of craziness, to speak of sinful activity. I was just listening to Prabhupada's talking to Sir Damodar Maharaj. This is in Mumbai, and he's talking about how important scientific preaching is. So he says you take four devotees and you travel all over the world and preach against these scientists. And Prabhupada's asking, so what's the cost? How much do you need? And Tamar Krishna Maharaj says, well, probably like $10,000 a month. It's a lot of money. Prabhu said, what was the word he uses? Anyway, he says, grant it. Okay. Take it immediately. And I think he was giving it from the construction fund. Immediately, when he was, and he expressed it as so important, because these so-called scholars and scientists are responsible for some materialistic mayhem. That people are buying into. Devotees buy into. Otherwise, why get a job? Why work outside in the material world? Why be part of it? Why just being implicated in all the sinful activity that's going on? What do you say?
You know that one volume of CC, the big red one, burgundy, dark red?
Yeah.
They made a bundle of them like that. You could distribute it on all occasions.
I have. I mean, for me, at a certain font size, I have difficulty in seeing things, and that's what happens when.
And then the font's quite good, quite large.
And then the practicality of big books is like Navavajramahima, you know, it's like the same thing that many people say, well, all right, but how do I take it with me? We were at one point thinking of doing it in one book. But it would just be unbelievably big, it would be so impractical.
The scientists and the academics, what they do is filters down into the education system. Start, you know, that's what gets to the kids eventually, that perspective, that paradigm, and then it gets taught to the children.
Yeah. Poison people's minds. Innocent people.
We need more literature to distribute, more variety addressing all these issues.
Yeah.
We haven't got enough, anyway, more titles.
Well, that's why Prabhupada wanted Sarada Maharaj to publish. He wanted publications. He wanted those publications on scientific presentation and semi-scientific. And in that talk, Prabhupada says, yeah, you go to all the universities and expose them. Kick them in the face with boots. Prabhupada's mantra.
Kick on face.
And that's what we should be doing. Rather than participating. One good thing is actually some of those devotees, if that's what they end up doing, who have actually gotten into the academic world and are, you know, giving a different vision of what Krishna consciousness is. I was there when Prabhupada was telling Mirinder Sood to finish his PhD. This room. You have to be very strong spiritually, otherwise you just become contaminated by them, you become influenced by them. And Atama Krishna Maharaj used to say that that's the risk, and because these people are very, very convincing in, you know, their approach to Indology, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Vedic tradition, Vedic culture, and so on.
Yeah, you said that's why you put full-size Prabhupada in his house in Cambridge, protecting.
Yeah. Okay, you do this, and I'll make the offering, and I'll decorate the altar.